The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord, the source of our lives, the source of who we are, the source of who we are becoming. We are grateful. We are grateful this morning. We celebrate your goodness and your mercy. Lord, we worship you. We adore you. We exalt you. We uplift you. King of kings and Lord of lords. The I am that I am, the everlasting Father. He who was and is to come, the name of the Lord be praised, the name of the Lord be worshipped, the name of the Lord be glorified. Beloved, let's just begin to thank the Lord right now. Let's begin to thank the Lord, our source. The Lord is our source. Let us thank our source. Our only source, there is none.
There is none like you, God. Blessed be the name of our God, who was and who is and who is to come. The name of the Lord God be praised.
Father, we are grateful unto you this morning. We thank you for the gift of life.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you for the gift of life to live in this brand new day. Father, we celebrate you. We say there is no God like unto thee. There is none. Lord Jesus, there is absolutely none. There is no one that we can compare, O God, unto thee. Unto you be all the glory. Unto you be all the worship. Unto you be all the honor. Unto you be all the adoration. We thank you. We bless you. Father, we honor you. We worship you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We submit unto you, Lord. Come and take charge and lead us. We enter your presence by the blood of Jesus Christ. 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 We have come to you alone, to whom belongs grace and mercy. To obtain grace and mercy, we have come to you alone, to whom belongs grace and mercy. To obtain grace and mercy. Grace and mercy, O Lord, grace and mercy. Grace and mercy. Unto you be all the glory. Unto you be all the worship. Unto you be all the honor and the adoration. Thank you, Jesus. Lead us and see us through. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Resurrection, good morning to each and every one of us, sons and daughters of God, precious in the sight of the Lord. I welcome you to Power for Today, coming your way from Destiny House Podcast of Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, House of Destiny, located at Kutubabi down near Ebony Hotel. I am the servant of the Lord, Delali Boja, being assisted by Gladys with our technicians, Boja Worldwide and his team, Pascal, under the media team. Our theme this morning is My November. My November stroke, Mashevan, Mashesvan. My November stroke, Ma Shesvan, deliver to me my now in you. Deliver to me my now in you. Deliver to me my now in you. Let me spell the Ma Shesvan. Ma Shesvan is MarChesvan. MarChesvan. It is pronounced Ma Shesvan. Ma Shesvan. That is the eighth month in the Jewish calendar, which begins from or began on the 15th of October and ends 15th of November. Jewish months or Hebrew months, they interlap. Most of them, they interlap. That was why originally they were 9 months. But then when the Roman Catholic conquered, when they conquered the Jewish people, some of the emperors started changing the calendars, especially Emperor Gregory. Yes, that's why we have the Gregorian calendar. That's what we are using today. First, he added a month, making 10, then 2 months, making 12. I want you to know that every religion has its calendar. In Ethiopia, like this, they are not using our Julian or Gregorian calendar. No. In Ethiopia, their calendar is about 13 months. 13 months. That's the calendar they use, even nationally. Yes. So, Christianity is connected to Judaism. So, Jesus Christ was a Jew. And he gave us birth to become who we are, Christian, the church today. So we are not far from Judaism. So we have God's calendar, spiritual calendar and social calendar. And I've shared with you that in the Jewish calendar, this is the last month. Mashesvan is the last month of the year. Masheshvan is the last month of the year. Whilst it is our 9 months, it is actually, while it is our 11th month, my mind was on something. Whilst it is our 11th month, it is actually the 8th month. It is actually the 8th month. Masheshvan or Sheshvan. You can cut it sometimes, Sheshvan. And the sign is bull, bull. Yes, bull. So like I said, it begins Sunday night, October 15th, to Monday night, November 13th. So the number 11 on Gregorian calendar comes after 10. You know, the number 10 represents law and responsibility. So any number that adds to 10 represents the opposite. So the number 11 is irresponsibility of breaking the law. That means you have added something to the law. You have trespassed the law. So that's the number 11. So the number 11 also means disorder and judgment. So like we see in Genesis 11, men rebel against God and build the Tower of Babel for which God judged them. Genesis 11. The Apostle John saw 11 things in the final judgment. Revelation 20, 12 to 14. Revelation 20, 12 to 14. It is also said that it is a month to judge everything that Satan presents. It is a month to judge everything that Satan presents. The number 8 on the biblical calendar is the number of new beginnings, new order. So the 8th month of Masheshvan is a time of new births, innovations, inception of new trends, and a season of rest. Hebrews 4:11. It is a season of rest. So the 8th month, Masheshvan, is the season, the scorpion that wounds, seeks to wound ignorant people. Yes. Yes, demons. This is the time demons also come out. So it is a time to wage war against the scorpion, Satan, that wounds and yet is wounded by Christ's eternal work at Golgotha. Yes, it is a month of judgment, grace, and mercy. Beloved, the flood in Noah's days took place in the month of Sheshvan, Genesis 7 and 8. Noah entered the ark on the 10th of Sheshvan in Genesis 7. Noah entered the ark on the 10th of Sheshvan. The flood waters began on the 17th of Sheshvan. 17th of Sheshvan. Ah, interesting. So 10th November, Noah entered the ark. And 17th November, the flood began. The flood began. Oh my God. What is so interesting? And interestingly, only 8 humans were saved in the flood. Genesis 8. Only 8 people. So the number 8, beloved, very, very, very significant. The first mention of covenant was in the month of Sheshvan, Genesis 8 and 9. Yes, after the flood. Rainbow is the sign of his covenant. Genesis 9 to all these things, they are connected to the month of Sheshvan. Yes. It was the month of Sheshvan that King Solomon completed the 7-year construction of the first temple in Jerusalem. Yes. So this month is very, very significant. You see, when you know these things, you can form a prayer. I am saying these things for you to be inspired. You can ask God to do something on your behalf in this month. So our theme is, we are commanding. When we say let, is command. But now it is my November. We are speaking directly to the month. my November stroke, my chest van. Deliver to me my now in you. My now in you. My now in you. My now in you. Deliver to me my now in you. In Genesis chapter 8, verse number 1 from the English Standard Version of the Bible. English Standard Version of the Bible. English Standard Version of the Bible. But God remembered Noah and all the beasts and all the livestock that were with him in the ark. And God made a wind blow over the earth, and the waters subsided. The fountains of the deep and the windows of heavens were closed. The rain from the heavens was restrained, and the waters receded from the earth continually. At the end of 150 days, the waters had abated. In the seventh month, on the 17th day of the month, the ark came to rest on the mountains of Ararat. And the waters continued to abate until the 10th month. In the 10th month, on the first day of the month, the tops of the mountains were seen. Beloved, the tops of the mountains were seen. In this month, see your testimony. Amen. In this month, see that which you have been yearning to see. Amen. In this month, don't only see, but touch it.
Amen.
Again, when we look at Psalm 105, verse number 42. For he remembered his holy promise and Abraham his servant. For he remembered his holy promise and Abraham his servant. In Isaiah 38, verse 3. Isaiah 38, verse number 3, he says, Isaiah 38, verse number 3. Okay, let me start from verse 1. In those days, Hezekiah became sick and was at the point of death. And Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amoz, came to him and said to him, thus says the Lord, set your house in order, for you shall die, you shall not recover. 2. Then Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and prayed to the Lord and said, please, O Lord, remember how I have walked before you in faithfulness and with a whole heart, and have done what is good in your sight. And Hezekiah wept bitterly. Let me continue. Then the word of the Lord came to Isaiah, go and say to Hezekiah, thus says the Lord, the God of David, your father, I have heard your prayer. I have seen your tears. Behold, I will add 15 years to your life. I will deliver you and this city out of the hand of the king of Assyria, and will defend this city. This shall be the sign to you from the Lord, that the Lord will do this thing that he has promised. Behold, I will make the shadow cast by the declining sun on the dial of Ahaz, turn back 10 steps. So the sun turned back on the dial, the 10 steps by which it had declined. Beloved, we are serving a living God. I say we are serving a living God. But like we have seen, beloved, doctrine and theology has really taught us certain things. Theologians have used their acquired knowledge to teach us certain things that sometimes they have limited us. They have limited our scope of God. Yes, they have limited our scope of God. They have limited our scope of God. And that is a very serious thing. You know, we have been taught that God never changes his mind. God never changes. But he never changes. Once he says it, that is it. But from here, we have seen that God changed his mind. In the case of Hezekiah, he said, you are going to die. Then Hezekiah had a way. So it means that there is a way you can corner God, like Hannah. What did Hannah do? Hannah prayed. What was her prayer? Hannah reminded God of his covenant with Abraham. Reminded God of the words that Jacob spoke to Joseph, out of whom Ephraim came, in Genesis 49:22. Yes. Hannah also made a pledge. Hannah built an altar. Beloved, Hannah built an altar. Hannah made a pledge. So now we know how we can corner God. Yes. Now we know how we can corner God. Did I say Genesis 49:22? Let me see. Yes, Joseph, yes. Genesis 29. Joseph is a fruitful booth. A fruitful booth by a spring. His branches run over the wall. Yes. So you see, we are seeing. That is why, when we were just singing, the Lord was just ministering to me. Beloved, why should you be committed to the Lord? The Bible said that we should seek the Lord in the days of what? Our youth. Is that it?
Yes.
Seek the Lord in the days of your youth. Before the days of darkness come. Is that not it? Before evil days come. Do you know the evil days? Look, it is in the evil days that God remembers you. All your faithfulness today, your commitment today, your prayer today, faithfulness in everything that you are doing for the Lord from your heart, everything you are doing today, everything at the crossover. After speaking, the Lord led me. I am not myself. The Holy Spirit was just pointing people ministration. And you saw the things that happened there. And after releasing a word into a brother, it came, everything you said, Daddy, very powerful. And the brother put a hand in the pocket and then placed a seed on the altar. Say, I am sowing this into this declaration. Immediately I placed my hand on the seed. Then the Lord said, this is no longer a seed. It is a harvest. It is no longer a seed. So immediately you drop the seed there, it has become a harvest. It has become fruit. So the Lord said, call this fruit. So I said, Lord, thank you for the fruit that has come out of this seed. I was shocked. That was the first time I've ever learned that. The Lord said, this is no longer a seed, but it is a fruit. It is a fruit. Yes. The moment it has been dropped, it has become a fruit. Because in the spirit realm, things don't take time to germinate and grow. No. In the spirit realm, there is no time. One thing we don't have in the spirit realm is time. The spirit realm is timeless. That is why a thousand years is like a day, and a day is like a thousand years. Yes. In the spirit realm, everything is new. It's like one day. So the moment something is dropped, it has become a harvest. So, beloved, our God is a living God. There is a way that we can remind God of our commitment to Him. And when we use the term remembering God or reminding God, it's not that God has forgotten. When the Bible says that God remembered Noah, that God remembered Noah, God gave His attention to Noah. And it doesn't also mean that God has withdrawn His attention. No. God gave His attention to what? Noah. So it was like, when the time had come, then God turned His attention to change things. In fact, listen to me, a child of God. God's attention brings changes. God's attention brings changes. God's attention brings changes. God's attention brings changes. God's remembrance brings changes. It is not just a remembrance. Anytime something new happens in your life, God has remembered you. So the month of November, which is our month of remembrance, for reward. The month of remembrance for what? For reward. Like Hezekiah, you can also ask God, remember me. Lord, remember me. Even though He has not forgotten, remember me. Remember your covenant. Remember, I am your covenant child. Yes. So remember me. You know, what is your conviction for November? Conviction simply means your faith. What is your conviction for the month of November? What is your revelation for November? As I will just say, November is a month of remembrance for reward. And November is also our month of escape, our month of exemption, our month of exit, our month of entry, our month of elevation. In fact, November is the coming together of the E-laws. The E-laws. And beloved, these things are things that we should be conscious of and always pray and deliver them. You know, a Christian that is not conscious of who he or she is in Christ, what Christ has bequeathed or willed unto him or her, and what the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ has produced, that Christian will be cheated by the devil and his agents. In fact, that Christian will be so vulnerable to witchcraft, manipulations, and attack. Because the devil and his agent play so much on our ignorances. They play so much on what we don't know. But when the devil knows that we know, look, when you are going to do something and you know that people are aware, you are careful. you are careful. But when you know that people are ignorant, then that one is like a free way for you. So, beloved, we are commanding our November to deliver what our November to deliver to us, our now in November. Every month is a blank check. Every month is empty. Naturally, why do people make plans? Why do people put things on paper? This month, how do we call, why do they set goals? Naturally, we set goals, don't we? We set goals. Naturally, we set goals. Don't we set goals? We set goals. Yes, we set goals. So we set goals. Why do we set goals? For the month. This month, I will achieve this. I want to do this. I want my company to be this. Because the month is empty. If you don't set goals, nothing will work. In the same way, spiritually, the month is empty. So you speak. You command the month what it should produce. So you set up your month. That is why we do crossover. We go there to set up our month. To speak into our month. We say we will not bury anybody. We will not do this. And you see, at the end, we come there, we celebrate. I've just come to realize that most of the people, in fact, 90% of the people we are burying among us, they are burying themselves. I'm telling you, they are burying themselves. A few funerals we have had, what I have heard later really shocked me. What I have heard later really shocked me. And sometimes I get angry of myself. Why did I shed tears? Why did I worry at all? If I had known this, I wouldn't worry myself. Because the person is paying for what the person has done. You open your mouth, big against the church, big against the pastor. Open your mouth wide. And then so you open yourself for what? For attack. Unfortunately, things happen and we are shocked. Things happen and it takes us by surprise. The Bible says that he who breaks through the wall will be beaten by what? A snake. You break through the wall by, with your mouth, the things you say. As for me, this church, as for me, this pastor, as for me, I am still here because so and so. Immediately this thing finished, you won't see me again. As for me, I am still here because I owe. So I want to clear. Immediately I clear, you will not see me. Ask for me this. Ask for me that. Ask for me this. Ask for me that. You open yourself. You open yourself. I want to say this. Please. I always tell my children this. Any place you travel to, make sure that you don't criticize the church or the pastor. The place you have chosen to fellowship, you are there for the word, prayer. You are not there for anything. You are there to grow. If you are not growing, it's a different thing. You can pray. God can relocate you or so and so. You are not there to look at anything. You are just there to discern which spirit is operating. This man of God, which spirit is he operating? Is he operating the spirit of Christ or familiar spirit? Once it is the Spirit of Christ, set your attention off his weaknesses. Because he's also a man first before God. He's a work in progress. There are many things that may not go well with you, even yourself. It's not every time you feel fine. Yes, within yourself, your body. It's not every time you feel fine. It's not every time you are fine. You are not sick, but within you, no. Sometimes you don't even know what to eat. Sometimes you wake up the day, you don't know, you can't describe, you have, that is how life is. So you cannot get everything the way it should go. When you sit down there, you may think that if you are there, but this thing can be done this way, it can be done, that's how church is, it can be done this way, it can be done. When you get there, you'll be confused. When it is your turn, and you get there, that's how church is. When you are not inside there, you see a lot and talk a lot. But the moment you get there, you will be totally confused. You'll be totally confused. Because you see, the church is pastored by God. Jesus Christ is the chief shepherd. And the way things in the spirit work are different from the way they work physically. Yes. I remember there is a church I used to preach in Kumasi. Every year they feature me 1 week. An English church. I remember one time I went and this lady wanted to have a time with me, the secretary, the administrator. Then we sat down. He said, doctor, that's how she called, doctor. You are a blessing to me. That's why I want to talk to you. A lot of pastors come here. But the way you speak, you have something for me. Doctor, I was an administrator in Ashanti Gold. Before I went to Ashanti Gold, I was an administrator. She mentioned 2 places, then Ashanti Gold. And finally, in fact, the husband is one of the pastors. My husband had a call. And I just felt that I also have the call. So I had to resign and then take over the administration of the church. But doctor, I am not seeing for top. I am not seeing top at all. An administrator. I can't see top. I can't sit up. What is it? Then I laugh. I say, that is church. Over there, it's not God who is in control. It's a system. A system has been put in place. It's like a machine. But here, it is the Holy Spirit. It is the Holy Spirit. It is Jesus who is operating. You may plan to do this thing today. He will just change your mind. He will just change it this way. If you look at our calendar, we have never followed our calendar completely, apart from departmental day celebration. Because you see, he knows the spirit realm. So what you have put there, he knows. For example, if you have put there today that you are going on a retreat, and then the enemy has projected an accident, he can cancel the retreat. He can change the date of the retreat. So that to cancel, you can say, oh, but even God can block the accident. Even when you are on the way, God has his own way of doing things. So maybe that accident that has been projected, you have done something. Your mouth has said something. You have done something. Like right now, there is a problem that is going on with somebody. People have prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed. People have even traveled to go and minister to the person. I have sent people. Oh, deliverance, we are wonderful people. Oh, fraternity. People themselves have organized to go and visit the person. The revelation now that is coming is that the person collected something from somebody and has not replaced it. And the person is saying, I have replaced it, but the person say, you have not replaced it. And the person's relatives are also believing that the person did not send that thing back. So you see now, that is why sometimes God will just block, don't go, because you have made a way. If you should go, what they have projected can hit you. Yes, God is a covenant-keeping God. And this is how the things works in the realms of the spirit. He has borrowed money, he hasn't paid. So they will use that to project. And if it is true that you've not paid, and you are just making mouth, I've paid, what can you do? You lie. It will shock you. You have opened up yourself to spiritual attack. For me, look, I know spiritual law. Anybody who comes to tell me, look, there is a place, a shop, I bought something. I've never credited anything there. One day I went and the lady said, the other day you bought this thing and you say you come and pay. I say, me? Have I ever credited anything? See, oh yes. Reverend, yes. You said, do you know something? I just put my hand in the pocket and I paid. I just asked how much. Little amount. I just paid it. Because peradventure, maybe it was true and I've forgotten. Cheat me free. I am free spiritually. Because if it is true and I say no, what can you do? And the person take any action, it will land. This is what is killing Christians. This is what the reason why Christians are suffering things that we shouldn't suffer. That's the reason why sometimes you hear things and then you are shocked. Like some of these deaths I'm talking about. When you hear what this person said about the church, about the pastor, a comment to some church members, this church this. Meanwhile, he may be a person that the pastor cherishes so much. Outwardly. Sometimes I've been saying that this pastoral way, God, forgive me again. Oh, I'm sorry, Father, forgive me. Please, I'm sorry, Father, I'm sorry, forgive me. Forgive me. Papa, I beg you, forgive me for what I'm going to say. Sometimes this pastoral way is like some foolish, dirty something. Ah, when you see people from outside, you cherish them. You are praying for them. You are making declaration. What they are inside is different. What they manifest among other people. Beloved, the Bible says that he who breaks the wall will be beaten by what? A snake. That is why things are happening. In the same way that we can remember God, we can remind God to remember us. The same way witches and wizards, they go to God and say, this man borrowed money. This man said this. This person did this. He hasn't. Look, that is why many of us are suffering ancestral curses. I'm telling you. Any ancestral generational curse that is not breaking is these ones. The thing that your great-grandfather, your father, your grandfather, the covenant, they broke. Hey, I pay. You didn't pay. I pay. You want to cheat me? I will not pay again. You can't take my money. Eh? Anywhere they send you. Anywhere they send you. God cannot defend you. God cannot defend you. Thank you, Mama Lucia Ite. Amazing revelations. God bless you, Sofo. Thank you, Mama. God bless you. Look, that is why we are still suffering generational things. They are unconfessed things that the devil is standing on to delay us, to fight us, to pinch us. Unconfessed things. Covenants. Simple. Simple. You bought a car. You gave it to a driver to drive. You wrote things on paper. I will pay you so and so. This is the agreement. Every month, I will give you this. When the car spoils, we will repair it. This and this and that. You put, please, go like that. One day, don't change it. You two driver, you two worker, you agree though. Worker, you also agree. When you were entering to that company, you also agreed. Yes, I will obey. This and this, is it okay? Yes, let's sign. You sign. When you violate wherever you are sent, God cannot defend you. No, God cannot defend you. God cannot defend you. That is why some of us are still breaking generational things. Yes. Mama Joyce, good morning, Daddy and Mommy. God bless you for this message. Thank you so much for encouraging us. Thank you so much. That's why sometimes, look, you don't know the way I pray for my members. The way, look, before you realize something, marriage is broken. Somebody has lost a contract. Somebody has, and I will come home and hit my hand on the head. I say, God, this person is committed. This person is faithful. This person is this. Later when you hear something, hey, I've just concluded. We ourselves, we are our own enemies. We are our own enemies. That's why David says, search me, O Lord. Beloved, let's just pray now. Let's just pray now. Let's just pray now. That is why I am very careful. Yes. When you come to me and say, you owe me, this, I say, please, how much? I pay you. Because maybe I've forgotten. I don't want any crack in the wall. No. I don't want any crack. I don't want any crack. See? You made a covenant. You make a pledge. You make an agreement. Let me, an agreement. Oh, come on. What can you do? What can you do? You can't do anything. Don't talk like that. Oh. Don't talk like that because God doesn't defend such. He does not defend such. God respects even evil covenants. Because he's a covenant. You know, when people go to God, do you know what they say? You are a covenant. When Satan, you know, Satan goes to God. When you go to the book of Job, yes, and 1 Kings 22. Yes, he goes there. You are a covenant-keeping God. Do you know what Satan does? He worships God. He elogizes him. Oh, the one who keeps covenant. Oh, the one who lives forever. Oh, the one who does this. Oh, the one... You see, he's going to corner God. This is what your servant has done. He hasn't paid tithe. You say you rebuke the devourer. He hasn't paid tithe. Allow me. Permit me. Permit me to devour. Give me chance to devour. This is my time. So that he will obey you the next time. God will say, yes, sir. Only don't touch his life. Don't touch his life. But anything around, you can devour. But his life is mine. Don't touch. Oh, he made a covenant. He made a pledge with so, so and so. And he has broken the pledge. So the person has come to me to torture him. He who keeps covenant, that's Satan talking, oh, before the Lord. He who keeps covenant, I have come. Your son was in agreement with this person. And your son has broken the agreement. So he has come. The person has come to me to help. He who keeps covenant, I have come. The Lord will say, go ahead, but only his life, don't touch. Only his life, don't touch. That's why young men who keep on breaking ladies' hearts, ladies who chop men's money by heart, and later they damn the men. What can you do to me? Listen to me. 80% you are gone. I'm telling you. I saw a lady, a beauty queen in the Jasikan district. A beauty queen. When I was in elementary school, she was the beauty queen. She won the beauty contest from my hometown. Beauty. Beauty. She just got sick. Mentor, they brought her. Excuse me, Lord, forgive me. She was eating her feces. She was eating. Why? She chopped a man's money to marry. And she damned the man. And the man said, you eat your feces. She eats her feces. Not that she eats, she will defecate and eat. The way she died, young ladies in the town, take it as a warning. We want to pray now. Say, my November.
November.
Whatever good thing of mine you carry in you.
Whatever good thing of mine you carry in you.
Deliver it now.
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 Let's begin. Say, my Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
Any covenant I have broken.
Any covenant I have broken.
Unknowingly.
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 Any covenant.
Any covenant
I have broken.
I have broken.
Any word.
I have spoken.
Against your servant.
Against your servant.
Against your church.
Against your church.
Any covenant.
With anyone.
Any brother.
Any sister.
Any human being.
Any human being.
I have broken. This morning,
I confess.
I renounce.
I confess.
I renounce.
I confess.
I renounce.
I confess.
I renounce.
I confess.
I confess.
I renounce.
I confess.
I confess.
I renounce.
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 I renounce.
I confess.
I confess.
I renounce. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
This lady whose matter I was talking about, the beauty queen who ate her feces. This thing happened. Her defecation, sorry. This thing happened in 1978. Look, her grandfather was a presbyter, EP church. The father, a Christian home. A Christian home. People go about just cheating by heart. They think they are smart. Look, there is nothing like smartness. Oh, smartness, you also die smartly. Smartness will lead you into smart death. Smartness. Oh, he's smart. You are not smart. You are to be pitied above all. You are not smart. Say, my Father in heaven.
In heaven.
Have mercy on me.
Search me, Lord.
Lord, search me.
Lord, search me today.
Lord, search me today.
The third day. third day
of the month of November.
Lord, search me, search me.
Lord, search me, search me.
Lord, search me.
Lord, search me, search me.
Lord, search me, search me.
Lord, search me, search me, search me.
Lord, search me, search me.
And have mercy on me.
And have mercy on me.
And have mercy on me. Let the lady pastor continue to lead you.
Lord, search me. Lord, search me and search me. Lord, on this day, 3rd November 2023, Lord, search me and search me. Lord, search me, Lord, search me. Lord, search me and have mercy on me. Lord, search me. Let's continue to declare. Lord, have mercy on me. Yes, Lord, peradventure, I have broken some laws. Peradventure, I have done some things. I have opened the door that have brought this affliction. Lord, I ask you to search me. Search me and let me know where I fall short. Search me, Lord, and have mercy on me. Lord, I need your mercy. Lord, I need your mercy. Lord, your people need your mercy. We all need your mercy at this time. We pray, Lord, search us. Search us, O Lord, search me. Lord, search me, search me. Where I fall short, search me. Search me, Lord, and reveal to me and let me know where I fall short so that, Lord, I will indeed ask for mercy. Lord, search me. Lord, search me, search me, search me, search me. Lord, search me. Lord, search your people. Search everyone online. Lord, search everyone. Oh, God, search us. Every one of us, oh Lord, because we need your mercy at this time. We need your mercy. We need your mercy. Have mercy on us, oh Lord. Have mercy on us. Jehovah, have mercy on us. Yes, oh Lord, we have fallen short. Where we have fallen short, let us know. Where we need to make amends, let us know, oh God, have mercy on us, oh Lord, we pray. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, search us, we pray. Lord, search me and search me. Lord, search us, search me, Lord. I come before you genuinely. Search me, Lord, I pray, search me.
Search us, Lord, search us, Lord. For an adventure, oh God, we are falling short of God in an area, oh Lord. Let us know, let us know, Father, we confess, let us know.
La barakata kaba itala basha kata kaba
ila baba la kata kaba itala basha
ni baba la kara baba ni
bala kara baba la kata kaba ya ni baba la kata kaba ya kata ibala kata kaba lokutu rababa itala basha la baba
Have mercy on us, O Lord.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Beloved, we want to pray. You see, these are the prayers that bring quick answers. I'm telling you. Because this kind of thing, you don't know. It can keep your blessing 20 years. It can keep your blessing for 20 years. It opened. When I heard a certain death that occurred, the way that death shocked everybody. 2 weeks after burial, what came out? What two people came and confessed to me? I don't know why. Maybe I made a statement, one word, and I don't know. The Holy Spirit convicted. I say, what? So you see, you open up yourself for an attack. And you see, we are dealing with witchcraft. At the 11th hour, we'll continue to deal with witchcraft. Breaking free from witchcraft power. You see, I don't know. Say, Lord.
Lord.
Search me.
Search me.
Lord, 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 search me. Have mercy on me.
Lord, search me.
Lord, search me. I am willing, O Lord.
Lord, search me.
Lord, search me.
Lord, search me.
Any area, O God.
Any area, O Lord.
We need to attend thank
yes,
you.
Lord,
so that you remember us, oh God.
So that you remember
Lord,
us.
Search us.
Lord, search us.
We are willing.
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 We are willing. Lord, search us, Lord. Search us, Lord. Rakataka yakaba rakataka ba italabasha. Ile papa rakata kaba italabasha la papa rakata kaba ya ile papa itale besekete ke barakata abale kete ke barakata kaba italabasha rababa kata kaba italabasha ibala kata kaba italabasha la papa rakata kaba italabasha
le
papa rakata kaba ya kata kaba ya
ile
papa rakata kaba italabasha kata
Jesus Christ, have mercy.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Do you know the reason why Jesus said that when you are slapped on the right, turn your left to be slapped? Do you know why sometimes when you are cheated and somebody wants to play fast on you, just pretend that you are a fool? The person has carried an exchange. The person has become your trouble. All the trouble that will come on you, the person has carried it. The person has become your exchange. The person has become your scapegoat. Yes. That's why we have to leave matters. The person has become your scapegoat. The person will carry your troubles. Yes. The person will carry what? Your troubles. The person has become your scapegoat. That is why Jesus said when they slap, it is not physical, literal, that they slap you, you turn your destiny. It simply means that the person slap you and gone, just go. Go your way. But listening to the Holy Spirit, when the Holy Spirit also prompts you to slap back, slap very hard. Yes. Always your husband is threatening, always your wife this, that one day, do just one, gather all your energy. You do just one that will put the person into coma. When he comes out of the coma, he won't do it again. When he comes out of the coma, he won't do it again. I'm telling you, he will once in a while, you listen to the spirit. You come out, you gather momentum. Bam! When the person comes out of coma, the person won't do it again. Because the person now knows that the next one, the person will die. So he will do it again. He will do it again. Anyway, I'm just saying that. We want to pray now. Say my... I detach myself. I detach my spirit. I detach my dreams. I detach my destiny. 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 I det
Lord,
bear the consequences of my ancestors,
of my family,
of my tribe,
of my parents.
I will no longer. I detach myself from any parental, any ancestral consequences. I detach my past from my past. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Say, therefore,
November, deliver,
November,
deliver,
November,
deliver,
November,
deliver,
November,
deliver quickly,
deliver.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.